I'm going to get out of here in less than 15 minutes' time, make way for RML. I'm joined right now by Bernie and Mitchell of RML fame. How's it going, guys?
Good, Brady. Thanks for having us in.
Yeah, good, Brady. Thanks.
You all right, Mitch?
Yeah. How are you?
Everything good? Yeah, I'm fine. Are you a bit tired or something from last night?
No. Actually doing really well.
You sound a little bit throaty, a bit sick or something?
Oh, no. Feeling great, actually. Just had a Barocca and a coffee. Yeah.
Barocca. Usually you have that after a night out.
No.
Big night out or something.
I just felt good. Yeah.
Okay.
Feel really
good.
You're
all good?
Yeah.
Bernie, you're all good?
I'm feeling fine.
You guys are fine.
Weird question, Brady.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Strange probing.
What's coming up on the show?
Oh, well, a lot, Brady. We're on midday till one, but obviously you are aware of Mother's Day, you're aware of Father's Day. They happen once a year on the calendar, yeah?
Yes, yep. Big days, big day, holidays.
Could I ask you a question? Where's the Uncle's Day? You know, where...
I don't know.
Exactly. It doesn't exist.
I couldn't tell you what date it's on.
Disappeared, yeah.
It doesn't exist. That's why we're going to be appreciating the Uncle today. It's going to be Uncle's Day for us
today. The Uncle is a relative that usually gets a bit of a bad rap. You know, everyone has a dodgy Uncle.
Exactly, yeah.
A drunk Uncle.
Yeah.
But surely there's some good ones
drunkle,
out there.
You know?
Drunkle,
there's,
yeah.
There's got to be some good uncles out there.
Yeah, gunkles.
Good morning and welcome to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio. My name is Robbie Armfield. With me is Betty Bolgi.
Good afternoon.
And Mitchell JC.
Hey guys, it's great to be back.
Now, Israel Folau, you heard about this? What are we going to do with this guy? He's stirred up the pot a bit more after recently launching a GoFundMe campaign to cover the $3 million legal battle against Rugby Australia.
Not good.
I wonder if $3 million could go towards a better cause. Let's be honest, potentially a lot of things. In fact, with $3 million, Izzy could buy a footy club and get back into the game that way. No, I joke. He's always been a player, not a manager.
Mm.
Izzy Folau has always been lauded for his ability to play all codes of footy, but there's still one code he's yet to master. The code of conduct. No, I kid. State of Origin last night. Epic match. Truly epic match. You might have watched it. Did you see it?
Yeah, you can.
But look, I don't know why they played it in Western Australia, WA. Like, was that one of the options in the whole Origin question? You know, they usually play it in New South Wales or Queensland. It's New South Wales versus Queensland, so why did they play it there? It wasn't the only point during the game in which fans were left scratching their heads, though. Did you see this? I mean, the clock at one point in the game, it reverted back 5 whole minutes. It added 5 minutes more playing time to the game. Did you see this? When asked about the added playing time glitch after the game, Maroons back Daly Cherry Evans said it had enough playing time on the flight over. Enough playing time. I think you misheard us. You know how rugby gets at your ears. Playing time. When they flew over to WA. You might have seen this.
Congested.
Now, can you believe it's been 1 year since the Thai soccer team got trapped in the cave?
Wow.
I know. The operation to get the boys out became global news as the days went on, and it ended up being an arduous, lengthy endurance battle for the boys. You might have seen this. So to celebrate a year on and to do something different, they decided to run a marathon. That's right. The team and all those involved in the operation got together and ran a marathon to raise funds for facilities around the cave. Well, they couldn't just have a barbecue or a three-legged race or something like that. There are plenty of other ways to raise money. They should have got a contract with Rugby Australia, breached it, and then started a GoFundMe. That seems to work out for all those involved. You might have seen this. Something strange washed up on a Victorian beach overnight. A local at Golden Beach in the state's Gippsland region found a catfish-looking shark sitting on the beach this morning. Did you see this? Scientists are saying this thing managed to make its way to the beach from the depths of the ocean. Can you believe this? I know this speaks to me very profoundly. There have been numerous times in my life I've come out of the dark in my life to be catfished on a beach. You know what I mean? You might have seen this. A plume of methane gas. Methane gas was found on Mars. And it said it could lead to the discovery of microscopic Martians. You might have heard scientists talking about this. Guess there must be a whole family of aliens living up my ass with the amount that I fart. I guess they should put Donald Trump up there on Mars, given how much he farts out his own mouth. I kid. RML right now on FBI Radio. It's a crazy old show. We're here till 1 p.m. Mitch, there's a lot coming up.
There is a lot coming up today. Today's episode's going to have a bit of a family focus for once. We're going to be looking at the power of uncles and the role they play in our lives in shaping who we are.
There's also going to be, we're covering a local protest, a little petition that's happening in the Inner West. They want a beach. Residents of the Inner West, they're sick of commuting out to Sydney's eastern suburbs to go for a dip, so they want a beach in the Inner West. It's interesting. We'll be covering that later on in the show.
A lot more people than you'd expect at that protest. Anyway, we'll be covering that later. And also, there's still a huge DJ shortage in Sydney. It's absolutely baffling. Venues have to resort to Spotify playlists or their own dodgy iTunes situations. It's really quite rough. It's also resulted in the price of DJs spiking up huge in Sydney. It's blocking a lot of venue bookers from even booking them.
Wow.
So rumour has it some venues had to resort to live music to fill the bill. Anyway, we'll be talking about that a bit later.
Atrocious.
I feel like I might go into the game soon of being DJ. A DJ. Yeah,
it's good money these days.
It's crazy good money, and no one seems to be picking up the old discs anymore.
Yeah. We'll also be looking at Aussie rock chicks. We're bigging up rock chicks from Aussie's history today. So if you have any that you'd like to submit to our list, please text in on 0409-945-945. We'll be back after this. It's a new one from Kieran J. Callanan. It's called Life is Life. RML, FBI.
The power, we all get the best. Every minute in the hour, we don't think about the rest. When we all get the power, we all give the best. When everyone gives everything, then every soul will get.
Return to Center, the new album by Kieran J. Callanan, is out now. That is a song off it called Life is Life. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. Wow. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell on the dial.
Tune in. Beep, boop, beep, beep,
apple pump. Tuning in now. Locating beep, beep. The dial. Locating the dial tone.
94.5. Tuned in live.
5. I'm an AI.
All right.
What?
No, we kid. All right, family's important. It's time now to have a bit of a family focus. Uncles are incredible. Mitch, you've got an amazing uncle, and we can't wait to get into that. Be it a biological family or a surrogate family, a sense of belonging is essential to shaping kids' confidence in love and in life. Not just parents, but their siblings also help to give us the love and comfort we need to strive in all areas of our life. That's right. Family is important. The importance of family. That's why today we are paying tribute to uncles, specifically yours, Mitch.
Specifically mine. So I think uncles often get a bad rap. You might have heard of many in the news that, you know, they don't live up to the name that they should. And on the weekend, I actually received a package at my door that had been delivered to my parents' place shortly after we moved house back in 2006. So the family that moved in after us failed to deliver this package until just last week. So this was a large gap, about maybe 13, 14, 15 years.
2006,
that's about 13 years ago.
I can't even imagine what was happening in 2006.
Like, I can't remember, honestly.
Gorillas were big.
I imagine the gorillas were big.
The Voice hadn't even started at that point.
Harambe was still alive.
Idol was still going. Eurovision 2006 would have been on.
That would have happened.
That would have.
Hillary Clinton.
No, I don't think so.
Stuff like that. Anyway.
Trump? I don't know.
Let's just get this straight. So you had a present from your uncle from 2006.
Well, I hadn't gotten to the fact that it was my uncle, but yeah, essentially this is a segment about
what
uncles.
Yeah, the package
I think you might have jumped the gun. The package was titled "To My Nephew, My Namesake," and I'm thinking, wow, this is from my uncle.
That's beautiful.
My uncle Mitch.
So who was this man? Can you give us a bit of background on this guy?
Yeah, to understand a bit about my uncle Mitch.
Because this is special. You've got the package here.
I've got the package here.
You're about to open it, but who was the man?
The man behind the package. Well, to give you a little bit of context about him.
A novel.
Yeah, I wish he'd been able to write it. But unfortunately, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my uncle. He had a talent for almost anything he laid his hands on. He was a skilled cabinet maker and he was an acoustic guitarist. He was one of those guys who simply picked up things instantly, just like that.
Wow.
So when he picked up his bags and heeded the call to Gallipoli in his youth, it was no surprise to my family at all. Well, from what we'd heard of his comrades on the tour of Gallipoli that he did, he always showed courage during their trek along the beaches. No one had anything but admiration for the guy in my family and the extended family and his friends over in Gallipoli, the friends he made in Gallipoli. He was a man of few words, so when he spoke, we savoured every last syllable. And unfortunately, he died during his tour of duty. And not knowing his last words has always concerned my family.
Oh, that's very emotional, Mitch. Why don't you go ahead and open the package now, and we can, if you're feeling up to it, of course.
No, of course. That's why I brought the package in, Bernie. Yeah. So let's go ahead and open.
Sounds like a remarkable man. So let's have a look now. If you just want to open that, this is Mitch's present from his uncle, 2006.
It's got me teary just thinking about what might be in this thing.
Open it up.
All right, open it up, Mitch.
What's in it?
What's in there?
What is that?
It's got like a wax stamp.
All right,
boys. Here it is. I can't look at it. Can you guys, look through and get things out for me and see what it is? Okay. Maybe list them off to me.
All right. Is that a dog tag, Bernie?
Yeah, dog tags.
Oh, must be from his war.
It's got Kmart on it. It's got Kmart
from his tour in.
What do you mean,
Gallipoli?
It must be from his tour in Gallipoli.
Little these are real. It's a Kmart dog tag.
Has it got his name on it?
It's a spot.
It must be what they called him. His comrades in Gallipoli.
Little combat boots.
Little
must
ones.
Must be your size. From
babies.
When you were,
no, he had small feet. He did have small feet.
Okay. Like baby shoes.
Maybe his old shoes or something. All right,
are they muddy?
Sex.
From the wall?
iPod Nano.
Oh, iPod Nano.
No, a note. Yeah, there's a note with it that says it can
hold the first ones.
Hold up to 4 gigabytes of music and movies.
4 gigs? That's not that much these days, but keep in mind this was 2006. 3/4 length car keys I can see here. They're quite small as well, probably for your little 2006 body, Mitch.
Let me see those. Oh, they must have been his camo gear from the war.
Some ice cream here, Neapolitan.
That's old. That's 2006. Old. His MySpace username to Adam, he's written here. There's a Hustler mag, which is kind of weird to see.
What
is this package?
No, it makes sense. I was probably about 14 then.
What is this?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's a glitzy.
A Bratz doll.
Oh my God, it's glitzy.
Right here.
Are you looking
at the Hustler?
I'm still looking at this Hustler mag.
All good if you're gay, fine by me. Here you go, sir.
A Bratz
doll. What's a Bratz doll?
Doesn't make any
sense. That's kind of weird. All right,
come on,
guys. Are you seeing this Hustler mag?
There's a note here as well. Leave the magazine, man.
Far out.
There's a note.
Glitzy.
I'll tell you what. Mitch people's idea of beauty has changed since 2006.
Anyway, so that's what he's given you. Those are some presents from your uncle, Mitch. It's a pretty remarkable collection.
We should probably read this. Let Mitch read this note what's in, the in his own head.
What's okay. in the bottom?
Let's have
a note from my uncle, Mitch.
Yeah, are you blind, bro? I'm handing it to you.
Oh, my
right
God.
All right.
I told you boys that we didn't get his last words.
Why don't
I?
You just read that in... We're not going to make you read that out, Mitch. We're just okay. going to let you read that in your own head.
I might just read
head,
that to myself then.
All right. Here's the letter from your
Let's
uncle, Mitch.
Occupy yourselves. I'll just read it here.
Dear Mitch, long time no speak. Haven't had much time to contact you over the course of the last several years. I've heard that your mom not doing so well at school. So I'd figured I'd write. Mate, it's time to leave and spread your wings. Come join me in Gallipoli. I'm on tour at the moment. The place is great, and the people are the loveliest on earth. The peninsula itself is spectacular, with many local eateries and bars that I enjoy. Aside from these bars and eateries, I haven't been drinking much water. Now, come to think of it, I haven't had water in weeks. I could pass out at any...
What the hell is this?
Okay, so it sort of trails off there, I suppose. That's an emotional letter, Mitch. So was he on tour? What I'm struggling to understand, he was on a tour of Gallipoli, or he was...
It's stamped
it
with the
date. Much water in Gallipoli.
It's stamped with the date, 2006.
He's given you a lot of war memorabilia, but I'm just... It seems as if he's maybe on a tour?
Walking tour.
A walking tour of Gallipoli?
Well, I don't know, man.
A guided the look walking of it, tour of Gallipoli.
Oh, it sounds like they were under fire.
It doesn't mention that.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. Sounds like he was in the trenches. They didn't have water in weeks.
I feel like that just might have been
his own failing.
I mean, I didn't know your uncle, but...
I mean, rest in peace to the guy. Didn't he die in 08, was it?
Nah, he died. It looks like
pretty much 06.
It looks like that was his death.
We lost contact with him when he went to Gallipoli in
06. Right, okay. Anyway.
The tour of Gallipoli.
We'll have to unpack that.
Is this
in
a postcard?
Moment. Have you got an amazing uncle? Do text in 0409 945 945. Would love to hear the stories of your uncles. Mm. We're having a family focus here today on RML.
Yeah, big time.
We'll be talking about a little man known as Sugar Man after the break. Have you heard about this? Stick around. This is one by Burial, Claustro. Stuff from Burials. That one's called Claustro. RML right now on FBI. We asked you if you have an amazing uncle to text in. Roshiran has done so on 0409 945 945, saying, shout out to my Uncle Adams, the most original Canadian to ever live. I think that's in reference to
the Adams family.
The Uncle Adams family.
That would be his family, wouldn't it?
That's his family. Adams family. Oh, that's great.
I guess
family.
He's part of it.
Okay. Anyway. Anywho,
we got a cool story for you guys now.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Very exciting.
It's a story about Rodriguez. So this a musician you might have heard of called Rodriguez, nicknamed Sugarman for his love of sugary drinks.
I haven't heard about this, actually.
Okay. So this is actually kind of interesting. He was famous in the 70s in South Africa, but he didn't even know about it. So he went his whole life, lives in Detroit, working at a steel mill.
Yeah, right.
Didn't even know that he was famous in South Africa.
So anyway, wait, so why was he famous?
For his love of sugary drinks and music. So a special force called the Specialist Global Music Ops was sent by the South African government to go and find the guy and pay him the royalties for his musical successes. He's put out many albums, a couple of albums.
I've never heard of
it. He's got no idea. You haven't heard about it. He hasn't heard about it.
So you haven't heard about this either?
No.
See, this is... I'm hooked.
Not only have you not heard about this, but he himself hadn't heard about it.
Exactly right. I mean, it's really fascinating story. So this guy's... He made all these albums. Sort of psychedelic rock, folk rock. Like, you know, cool stuff.
This could be any of us. I've got plenty of songs out there. Acoustic songs that I've written that are online.
Could happen to anybody.
And they could just be being played on loop over in Johannesburg or something, you know.
Yeah, and the local radio stations, you just wouldn't know.
Somehow, these albums made their way to South Africa and they blew up.
Wow.
So, he was under the impression that he released these albums and they were flopped.
Yeah.
And so he's like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? I'm going to go work at a steel mill. Good on them. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, okay.
Couldn't be further from the truth, right?
He's famous in South Africa, okay? Yeah. So there's this guy, Sugar Man Rodriguez, famous in South Africa. Yeah. He had these musical albums that he released. Nobody knew about it, but they knew about it in South Africa. Wow. He didn't know about this.
Wow.
So Special Ops worked out from one of his lyrics that he spent some of his time in Boston. So they traveled there and asked people about town if they had seen the Sugar Man Rodriguez.
Oh, this just gets more and more absurd, doesn't it?
Okay, it was actually a man operating a sidewalk cleaner that ended up giving them the information they needed. The Sugar Man was living next to the tallest building in Boston. Mm. So,
wow, this is like a detective mystery or something.
It's quite weird. Yeah, so the Special Ops went to the building next to the tallest building in Boston and knocked on the door. Knock, knock. They went, Sugar Man, you in there?
So, like,
yeah. Hello, someone replied, and then they heard a gun click.
What?
At this point, the Special Ops reached for their utility belts where they were packing heat. And they said, Sugar Man, come out with your hands up so we don't hurt you. We just want to give you your royalties that you've accrued in South Africa. My loyalties, Sugar Man replied, I know where they lie.
What?
He shouted back, and another gun loading could be heard from behind the door. So this guy's packing heat. He's got two guns loaded now behind the store in Boston, next to the tallest building in the area.
Okay. Deal mill worker is just packing the heat.
I should make this.
Guys, it gets crazier.
Wow, I should make a docker.
What?
The Special Ops took cover behind a car and waited for the man to exit when they heard a voice behind them. I wonder how long the standoff is going to take.
Who was that?
That's what the Special Ops heard behind them. They look around, and lo and behold, it was Sugar Man himself with his gun hiding behind the car with
them.
Yeah.
Waiting for him to come
out. Waiting for Rodriguez to come out. So Rodriguez is there packing heat, two loaded guns with the police.
Unbelievable.
Outside. They all shared a laugh, and the Sugar Man was paid his royalties.
That's insane.
Man, that almost parallels his own story. Sugar Man!
Rumor has it, the Sugar Man himself, Rodriguez, has used the money, all the money, to buy a stake in a carbonated beverage company that he refuses to tell us what it is, which is fine.
Wow.
All the best to Rodriguez and the Sugar Man himself.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he is the Sugar Man, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
That's a hell of an interesting story.
Right? I don't know.
Thank you so much for telling us that.
I had no idea about that.
That's okay.
I didn't know I was going to wake up and learn a new fact like that today.
I know. Did you know?
Patent that for a doco, I reckon.
I reckon. Mm. Now, bit of change of pace now.
Okay.
We're going to be looking at how we can improve the world. Okay, the world is a sprawling place. There's a lot of issues.
Where are you going with this, man?
Well,
what are you talking
about? I want to donate to charity.
Oh.
But not just any charity.
Do it, man.
Yeah.
Okay, we want you to tell us what charity we should donate to, but not just any donation. There's a little bit of a spin on this.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
You know where I'm going with this.
You're talking about our new initiative, Charity Blackjack. Sugar Man!
That's right. Charity Blackjack. Mitch, what's this all about?
Charity Blackjack. I'm glad you asked, Rob. Charity Blackjack is a new initiative we're kickstarting here on the show. Donate to charity in a fun, exciting way, just like you were saying before. Oh, donating charity is great, but sometimes it can be really, really boring. Bernie's tuning out right now, listening to this.
Just thinking about donating.
Yeah. Well, we were about to sling some money to a charity of our choice, but then decided against it after realizing we could literally double our money by playing blackjack and then giving it to charity.
Maybe not just double, but triple the money that we're going to give to a worthy charity.
Hey, screw that. Why don't we quadruple it?
Exactly.
And then give it to charity.
And it's so easy with gambling, but we figured why we can't go and gamble during the show because 12 to 1, we're here doing the show. We're not at a casino. So that's when we figured out we could hire a blackjack dealer.
Did you know this, that you can hire a dealer from a casino for your own personal gambling?
That's right. We've hired one ourselves.
Yep.
Jimmy Z, how you going?
I am good, thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
So Jimmy, good. Jimmy.
So we brought him in and, you know, we're going to play official blackjack with him, and maybe, Jimmy, you can, like, you know, give us a few easy hands or something.
It's for charity, man.
Wink, wink. For charity.
Cheeky idea. But yes, I am still bound by the casino and the rules of it, unfortunately. But now we will have the best of fun, though. I will assure you that.
Ah, Jimmy.
So
Jimmy,
you so
joker,
great.
Just slip one under.
This is going to be happening every week. We're going to be playing another hand every week. And to my understanding, the money's just going to accrue and double and triple and quadruple. And we're going to give it all to a charity of your choosing.
Mm. Yeah, so every week it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until we donate it. And it's going to be so good because we're going to have a lot more money than we do now.
Exactly
to
right.
To donate to charity.
So
Jimmy, maybe you could, you know, give us a few extra good hands or something.
I'm wishing you the best of luck to double your money as the weeks go on. But again, it's really up to the cards, as I said.
Hey, you're a good man. Okay.
You're good man. Help for frankly, you know what I mean?
Yes, I have had these type of requests before, but we will see how we go, and it's the stack of the deck, really, my friends. But
buddy,
I assure you a good time.
Yeah. We're your win, buddy.
We're here just trying to give it to charity. So maybe you can help us out a little bit, but anyway.
Earn a couple bucks for charity. Okay, so we're going to gamble enough to the point where we can substantially give our winnings to a charity, a worthy charity. There are a lot out there. And this charity is going to be chosen by you guys. So if you like to text in the charity that you might like us to give to, do so. 0409-945-945. We love giving back, and we love helping our local community and any community at all, be it around the world, wherever you have a disease, whatever it is, we'd love to help you.
Yeah, it's a really inclusive way of an exciting way to gamble and donate money to charity. It's getting the best of both worlds. We've managed to bring the casino to us, and we're going to get this money to people that need it. We're going to double it. We're going to quadruple that money today, I reckon. So,
well, I hope so, certainly. But again, no guarantees.
I can't believe nobody's done this before. Charity blackjack. This is crazy.
Well, let's play a hand, shall we?
Well, let's do it after the break, I reckon. Yeah. We've hooked them now. Okay, everyone's sticking around for that.
I'm ready to go now.
So we'll just hook them, and we'll just play a song to sort of stick them around. And
maybe, Jimmy, you could shuffle the deck, if you know what I mean.
Happy to wait. Yes, I can. I can.
All right. This is a new one by Luke Temple, Wounded Brightness, RML, FBI. Stick around. See you in a moment.
Pray for simple dreams. Hallelujah. Simple dreams are falling. Simple dreams are falling through the air. All our cherry crowns, so high above the ground, the transcendental mind is lighting up the skyline. We missed our moon. We missed our moon. We missed our moon.
Wounded Brightness.
Someone's wounded.
Luke Temple, RML right now on FBI Radio. Thanks for being with us, Mitchell and Bernie.
No worries.
No worries.
Do it every week. So
yep. We're in the middle now of our charity blackjack initiative. If you just tuned in, we love donating to charity. And we thought, why just give a normal, boring donation,
yeah,
when you can double, triple, quadruple your money in the name of gambling. So we've created a game. It's called Charity Blackjack. We've got our good friend Jimmy Z in the studio. Jimmy, how you going?
I'm very well. Thank you, Robbie.
Okay.
He's an official gambler from the casino here in Sydney. He's come down. We've hired him for the hour, which he can do, which is really cool. We didn't know. And Jimmy's going to help us out here. Hopefully, double our money. We'll see.
Yes, wishing you the best of luck, gentlemen. Yes.
Maybe you give us a few extra good cards yeah, or something.
Yes, I will do my darndest.
Okay.
Yes, are we ready to play?
Yeah, well, why don't we do it?
Let's shuffle them out. Let's do it, Jimmy.
Okay, flipping.
Charity Blackjack, let's do this.
Okay, I've got cards here.
Cards out. And you've given me us one.
Your cards, yes. There you go, gentlemen.
One to us, one to you. One to us and one to you.
Beautiful.
Okay. And here we go. That's house. I've got two kings.
Oh, shit.
Myself.
That's two kings. What do you have to do in blackjack?
Oh, we got
to
get 21.
Hit me. Let's see your cards.
Wait, hang on. What we got? Rob.
You got to wait till you know what we've got, at least. Maybe, okay.
Let's wait. Yes. Would you like to check, gentlemen?
Okay. A 3 and a 5.
What's that? 8?
Eight.
Is that, what did he have?
I've got 20, two kings. 20. Yes, that's 20. Equal to 20.
I can hit, boys.
I reckon hit.
Yeah,
we
hit me.
Charity money.
Hit me.
Yep, you hit. There you go. That's a 2.
Okay, that's 2. That's 10.
That's 10.
Hit me.
That's a 4.
Okay, I think we should 14. Sit there.
14.
I think we should probably take our losses.
Bernie, we're a group of 3. I don't know if your opinion should be heard here. Mitch, what do you reckon?
Well, he's on 20 and we're only on 14.
He's on 20?
He's on 20.
What does that mean?
It's hard to beat.
And we've put all the money on this bet, so if we don't win, we don't win. So.
Okay, so we've got $100.
I guess we have to hit.
We've put the whole... Rob, did you put the whole pot in?
Yeah, hit me.
It's pretty dumb.
Ooh, very risky, my friends, but let's flip over and you are in luck. Another 2.
Okay. I reckon let's... Should we fold?
Nah, hit me.
Can we have your card?
What? No, Bernie. So
we got to get to 21.
Where are we at now?
Is there like a trade card?
What
abilities do we have?
What's happening right now?
Okay.
We're counting cards.
If that was a 2, I think we're on 16.
You're on 16. That is correct.
We need a 5. Okay. We need a 5.
Yes, here we go. Luck of the draw.
This is a very visual. This
Indeed.
Is a very visual thing that's happening.
My friends, I have good news. 5 of hearts.
Oh, yeah.
5, yes.
You're kidding me?
I swear we got every 2 in the deck. Man.
Love you, man. Come here.
Honestly, yes.
Freaking legend.
Well, Jimmy Z, you really shorted us. You really helped us.
No problems at all, my friends.
Oh, sick. All right.
Yes!
So, does that mean that we've doubled our money?
Yeah. So
100. I want to go again.
Next week, we'll play again, and hopefully we can double it again.
Okay, so we've got $200 on the charity of your choosing. We're going to choose that charity later down the track. That's very exciting. Thank you, Jimmy Z, for coming in.
My pleasure. Best of luck.
Okay.
Cheers, Jimmy.
There's a huge DJ shortage in Sydney at the moment. We mentioned it earlier in the show. It's actually pretty shocking. Not enough DJs in town. Mm. Venues are having to resort to Spotify playlists, things like this. And actually, the price, as a result of this, of DJs is spiking up huge time. It's blocking a lot of venue bookers out of the market. Rumor has it some venues have had to resort to live music to fit the bill. But this is just very concerning. No DJs in Sydney right now. Bernie, what do you make of this?
Look, it's very concerning. You can see these venues that have obviously promised some pre-recorded music spun by DJs, and then you're going to have people in there. Seeing this live music, it's very, very daunting. You know, people not used to live music in certain areas. Seeing live music, very loud volumes, hard to control volumes. On a DJ mixer, you can easily turn things down. So, very problematic for venues around a CBD area with noise complaints.
That's right. Things. Mitch, you actually went out recently and you found your next favorite band.
My next favorite band. It's actually this, I don't know if you've heard of them, but the Rogue Traders?
Are they still
awesome
playing?
Band. Yeah,
I've heard of them.
Well, I think it might have been... No, it wasn't the Rogue Traders, but it was a band doing mostly Rogue Traders
covers. Hang on, it was the Rogue Traders or it wasn't the Rogue Traders? Because you said it was.
No. I'd say, have you heard of the Rogue Traders? It's a cover band of the Rogue Traders doing a lot of their hits from back in, the 2000s.
So that's your new favorite
band?
They were
awesome, yeah, to be honest.
What were they called?
I think it was just the Rogue Swappers. But it was pretty boring.
It was pretty boring.
Yeah.
Anyway, they sound pretty good. Hey, interesting you mentioned the Rogue Traders. Lead singer of that band, Natalie Bassingthwaite. She's a pretty cool rock chick, in my opinion. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
True.
I can see she'd make my top 6.
She'd make my Aussie top 6 Aussie rock chicks for sure. Actually, that's great. swivel into top rock chicks. Let's do this after a song, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. Right, yeah.
Do you want to text in your favorite Aussie rock chicks? We're going to be doing a countdown after the break. This is one by Devo. It's called Through Being Cool. Text in your favorite Aussie rock chicks to 0409-945-945. Maybe it's Natalie Bassingthwaite. Maybe it's somebody else. Text in.
I don't know. You have to think.
Think about it. Bye.
I have to think.
We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Eliminate the minis and the twits. Going to bang some heads. Going to beat some butts. Time to show those evils what. If you live in a small town, you might be a dozen or two young alien types who step out and dare to declare. We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Spank the paint who tried to drive you nuts. Time to clean some house. Be a man or a mouse. Waste those who make it tough to get around.
Through Being Cool by Devo. RML right now on FBI Radio. Thank you so much for listening with us and being with us. We so much appreciate it. And for everyone getting involved on the text line, we relayed a little of a funny story before about Rodriguez, aka Sugar Man.
I never heard that one. Should be a doco or something.
Yeah, I know. It should be a doco. We've actually got a text here saying, hey gents, there's already a documentary about Rodriguez called Searching for Sugar Man. Worth a watch.
That's apt.
FYI, your story is a bit of BS. In the 90s, a record store owner and dedicated fan of Rodriguez, Steven Sugarman, along with music journalist Craig Bartholomew, decided to take action. The two began their search for the mysterious Sugar Man, Sixto Rodriguez.
Oh, that's cool.
It wasn't until 97, nearly 30 years after the release of his first album, that his daughter Eva made a startling discovery. She came across a website dedicated to her father called The Great Rodriguez Hunt, based in South Africa.
Wow, this is great information.
Steven Sugar Sugarman had published the website and featured a milk carton with a picture of Rodriguez asking for any information, and it goes off there.
Was that a joke there at the end? I think that went over my head.
No, I don't think that was... I don't know. Yeah, anyway, like this is all news to me. It sounds pretty interesting. I'd love to learn more.
Well, if there's already a documentary, we might just watch that.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I just randomly heard about it. South Africa, this guy Rodriguez. Anyway.
Rob, like, it's not your fault, man.
We also asked you before the break to text in your favourite rock chicks, Aussie rock chicks. Here from Andy in Newtown saying Amanda Brown and Lindy Morrison from the Go-Betweens is his pick. Thanks so much for getting involved. And
that's epic.
Sinead in Balcombe Hills, how you going?
Hello?
Sinead from Balcombe Hills, how you going?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. You've called in regards to the Aussie rock chicks.
Yep. I love Australian rock chicks. There are so many to choose from, but I heard you call out who's your favourite, and I just have to say there's got to be no one comes close to Courtney Barnett.
Oh, it's a great pick. Nice.
She is my absolute favourite. She's just cool. I love her hair. I love her music videos on stage. She's an amazing presence. She just really brings back that pub rock feel of old, and she's a left-handed guitarist like me, and I just think she's the coolest.
That's right. Here she is now. That was her there, wasn't it?
Loving it. Yeah, no, she's great.
Her song Pedestrian at Best, you hear that?
Yeah, so if I had to vote for a favourite Aussie rock chick, it would be Courtney Barnett.
Sinead from Balcombe Hills, thanks so much for calling in. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, stick around, maybe we'll stay on the line. We'll maybe... maybe put you... Okay. We're going to give her a prize, but that's all right.
That's cool.
That makes our number 6 spot, Courtney, courtesy of Sinead there. Number 5, Mitch, who we got on the line?
Number 5 is actually just what I was talking about before the break. Natalie Bassingthwaite. Is that how you say it?
That's not the number 5 one.
That's not the number 5.
Is it? That's...
I thought that was 3.
She came in at 3. We've sort of mucked around the numbers here. Look, according to my script here, we've got...
I thought Casey Chambers was number 5.
No, it's...
I mean, they're all number 1 in my book.
It's Orianthe. I'm gonna climb to hell. I'm beautiful, incredible.
He can't get me out of
Marianthe, a famous Aussie guitarist. She's actually made the top 10 list of Watch Mojo's best female guitarists of all time, which is pretty amazing, but made our top 6 at the number 5 spot, Aussie Rock Chicks.
Very respectable position there, number 5 for Marianthe.
Mm. It is. She plays the guitar so well, and she also just makes rock music with the best of them. So, Marianthe, you've got our nod of approval at the number 5 spot. Mm. Number 4, Bernie, it's Kezia Chambers.
Yeah, making her way downtown to the number 4 spot there. How good. She may not be pretty enough, but she sure rocks.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken?
Now, that is a rock chick if I've ever heard one, and well deserving of the number 4 spot there.
She's certainly far from pretty, but she can rock with the absolute best of them. So we give our nod to Kezia Chambers and our top Aussie rock chicks here on FBR Radio, RML, the show that cares. Mitch, number 3 spot, we've got one of the Veronicas, don't we? Lisa?
Yeah, coming in at number 3 is Lisa Veronica, who sprung to success due to her cold-hearted, badass attitude. And, you know, we've just been lapping up those vibes ever since. And
there you can hear Lisa Veronica.
Olden days of rock.
Oh,
number
Bernie.
2, obviously. Obviously, her sister Jessica. Just that little bit better than Lisa. A little bit more on key. And you can hear it in this. In this. Take Lisa's cold-heartedness and badass attitude and double that, and you got Jessica's stone-cold heart.
This chick's got it all, man. Jessica Veronica, holy hell, what a voice.
She's so cool. That's why she's made our number 2 spot. Jessica Veronica, keep rocking out, keep making the music that we love. And brings us to the number 1 spot, but you're going to have to stick around to find out who it is.
I feel like we've given it away already.
Hey, also stick around for the local Sydney parties that you want to know about. Some local events coming up as well. RML right now on FBR Radio. This is Marble Halls by Enya. Stick. Okay, we're turning off Enya for the random texter. They were anonymous, but they said, please, I beg you, turn off Enya now.
Done.
We did it. That was Enya Marble Halls. We think it's nice, but because you texted and said that, we turned it off.
You can listen to the full version on iTunes, Spotify,
Apple Music.
Yeah.
RML, the laughing show on FBR Radio right now, lifting up your spirits on this cold, blustery, windy, windy day.
It's wet, isn't it?
Is it wet out there as well?
If you look out the window, it's
pouring, bro.
Wet.
Look at the wind lashing the window here.
Yeah. Oh. Stepped in a puddle.
All right, we are almost out of here. We're just going to quickly run you through some Sydney parties that are happening this week. Sydney and culture alive and well,
yeah.
And you can see it in these Facebook events that we found online to let you know about. One here, housewarming, the description here. Hey, me and Samantha having a housewarming. Love to see you guys. We've got a keg, so don't bring anything. It's BYO too, so don't bring anything unless you're keen for a drink.
Aldo Hits 21 here, another event. I think it's meant to be private, but that's a little glitch here in Facebook. Yo, yo, peeps, it's Aldo here. I'm hitting the big 2-1, baby. Having some pre's at Barno's place, then we'll probably hit the city. C is there or B square. Got 16 interested and 8 coming on Facebook. Come on, y'all. Much love, Al. So he's a bit meta there with Al.
This one looks exciting, though, actually, Bernie. Goon Bash. I'm liking the look of this.
Oh, yeah?
A momentous occasion awaits. It's the Fashion House Sorority Sisters yearly Goon Bash. Come prepared with 2 boxes of your favy fruity Lexia, making the boys look sexier. And also, it's toga themed, so wear your best white bedding, my babes. That's XOXO, Alicia, or Leash Dog.
That one looks like a lot of fun.
And that one's public. I don't know if that one's meant to be, because, again, that's Fashion House Sorority Sisters.
This one happened last night. It was called Sloshrigin. Boys, it's on. It's Origin off week, so getting terpsed at the on the park. We'll start off midday in the park and carry on after. I also heard Benno's new place is a prime location for kick-ons. Haha.
I think that's still going, Rob. So.
All right, that must still be going. The Twins Big B-Day Bash, Bernie. This one looks good.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, Tim and Barnaby here. We may be twins, but we're having an individually terrific B-Day Bash. We're going to start at Barnes with some cocktails and then hit Ivy, baby. Be there or be Rectangle X. And that's happening this Wednesday night, so that'll be a lot of fun. I think that's meant to be private.
Okay, don't touch the carpet, Amos. This one does continue through to midweek. Big Kev here. It's the little one's big fifth. So we'd love to see you all. It's been too long. All are welcome, but looks like the heavens will open up, so please take all shoes off before coming in. Katie will kill me if the new carpet cops any new patterns. Looking at you, Amos. Lol. Bring a plate if you can. We'll have an Esky 2. Kev. Again, sounding pretty private.
All right. And one here, Ted Dwyer's party. Ted Dwyer here. Please come over to my house. Drinks, food, good peeps, Bearway O. Please stay out of my chinos. Draw upstairs. It's locked. See you there. All right. We've got to get out of here. That's been us. RML, Benny, thank you.
No worries. See you next week,
Mitch,
guys.
Thank you.
Catch you next week.
Robbie,
thank you.
All right. Stick around for Christian Mafazel and...
lunch.
Yeah, lunch. Go and eat lunch. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week. I'll see you next week, Monday, midday to 1. Bye. This is The Reels Cry. Bye.
Stay dry.
Stay dry. And we're back. We forgot to mention that number one rock chick, Aussie rock chick, as voted by you, it's, of course, can we all say it in unison, please?
Natalie
Bassingthwaite from the Rogue Traders. Her badass rock chick energy has made waves, and we can't believe. We can't believe, and we're so happy that she's made the number one spot in our top 6 Aussie rock chicks, courtesy of RML.
That's so cool.
All right. Thanks. This is... Yeah, we'll get back to that song, The Reels Cry. Bye.